With us right now, Police Chief Kenneth Neff from Merrill. I understand that you're getting a little assistance when it comes to getting a canine. What can you tell us?
Yes, we are very excited about the opportunity to implement a canine program. It's been something we've talked about for a number of years. And thanks to the generosity of the Bierman Family Foundation, we received some funding to get started on that canine unit.
As you look at this is your first effort to get into a canine program?
Yeah, first one. The Lincoln County Sheriff's Department had one a number of years ago. Merrill has never had one, and so we're looking forward to actually getting our own canine.
What do you do right now when you need a canine?
We've been asking for mutual aid from whatever agency we can get a canine from. Typically, it's been Wausau PD, sometimes Tomahawk PD, now that they have a canine unit. So whenever there's a need for it, we'll call around to see if one is available to help us. But typically, that's a good half-hour wait before a canine is up to whatever incident we need it at.
And these days, it seems like the need for that type of a unit is higher and higher with the drug problems.
Yeah, and I just looked back to see how many times we've actually requested one in the last several months, and the average is about 10 times a month that we're calling for some assistance, and I'm sure some of those were not recorded that, you know, I wasn't able to find. But since July, we've requested a canine 40 times that I can document anyway.
I would imagine that the heroin problem is the biggest part of that, but there's other drugs out there as well. And as this problem seems to grow, you're going to have a need to have this dog even closer, aren't you?
Yeah, it helps us in a lot of ways, and not only for the drug investigations, but you know, for searches, and I want to get some public relations use out of it. But certainly the drug issues are probably number one as far as why we need a dog. The dog is invaluable for detecting drugs. Obviously, can smell a lot better than a human can, and you know, that is a tool to identify that there's a good possibility that a vehicle would have drugs, or there's there are drugs hidden in a residence, or you know, something similar to that.
What's the total cost expected, and how far along are you?
Well, the total cost we've estimated to be about $90,000, which would take us through an estimated 5 to 7 years and then build in some funding for when the canine would retire. And I would say the funding that we received will get us through 2 to 3 years. Certainly we need some more funding and some more community support, so we're certainly going to be looking for that in order to keep it a program that we can continue without having to go to taxpayer dollars to fund.
Have you got a timeline for when you might acquire the dog, and do you know which officer will be the handler?
Well, we're in the process of selecting that officer now. That's probably going to take us the month of November, I'll say. I'm an optimist, but optimistically, I would say we're looking to have one in place by late spring, early summer, and that really depends on the kennel from which we would, you know, purchase the dog and do the training through. And I know there's other agencies in the area that have already scheduled their officers for spring training. So, I'm hoping that it will be in place by early summer.
Anything you'd like to add, or any possible places that people could donate to the cause?
Well, we haven't set up any official fund yet, a method by which we'll collect funds. But if anyone's interested in contributing, they can just give me a call or Captain Bennett at the police department, and we'll certainly find a way to make that work.